Proclamation number 5948 of 4th of May, 1954. Proclaiming Jesus Christ. Reason for refusal. You all want to serve the Lord. And thus you must also all be pleasing to me, for I need laborers in the last days before the end to till my vineyard. I need many forces who want to be active for me and my kingdom. And according to their will, according to their degree of maturity, I also assign their activity to all of them. There are many fields lying fallow. There are many human hearts whose soil is not receptive for a good seed. There are countless people who have no faith, no firm foundation on which they could build. They are countless people in whom no spark of spiritual life glows, and in order to move these people to seek spiritual life, it takes unusually strong preachers who have to do hard work to make the petrified ground fertile. To awaken something like faith in people to make long-buried spiritual goods reappear. Preachers who speak to people with a strong voice and proclaim my gospel to them. And because the lack of faith amongst people is so great, I allow means to be used for the final work of redemption on this earth, which give the preacher's words even more effect. Because I want these proclaimers of my word to be heard. I want people to be urgently pointed to the Savior. I want them to gain faith in Him, because only then is a change in people's hearts possible when the support of the Savior Jesus Christ is requested, for which faith in Him is indispensable. And therefore I myself am present with my strength where I am proclaimed with innermost conviction and out of loving will to help. Thus I myself am with them and bless the work for me and my kingdom. Nevertheless, they also act of their own free will, without any compulsion from me. I support them with my strength and I value their profound faith, without which my obvious working would never be possible. More still, I let them clairvoyantly recognize if and when they are certain of my support. When they lay their hands on the sick in my name to heal them. For they work for me and my kingdom, they serve me with devotion, and for this I bless them and do not let their strong faith be put to shame. Yet I also have other means of redemption. For human hearts are different and also require different cultivation of their spiritual soil, and the sowing is also varied which shall bring forth spiritual fruit. What is achieved by unusual signs in one person can be achieved by the word itself in another, and people still lacking faith in Jesus Christ as the Son of God and Redeemer of the world can also be more easily won by them through convincing instruction. Through explanations which neither the heart nor the mind can close itself to for long. And these can therefore come to the right faith through the word alone. Provided that it is my word which is presented to them in all purity, without any falsification or addition. And thus for these people my word sounds from above to a servant who is of service to me, who offers himself to me to mediate between me and people. This word of mine also has an immeasurable effect of strength. It can suddenly heal the soul, whose illness is far more dangerous and significant than a sick body. Thus I prove myself as a healer again, yet only when faith in me in Jesus Christ has awakened to life through my word, which first teaches love, which then also results in a living faith. It is always about the life of the soul which can only be found through Jesus Christ. every means to achieve this meets my approval, and I bless every effort. Such efforts are therefore incomparably successful where I myself can work through my spirit. Where faith and love are so profound that I myself can therefore be present. 5th of the 4th, 1955. They are always revelations on my part, for my strength thereby becomes evident and can lead to increased faith and a way of life pleasing to me again, which is the sole purpose of my revelations. For then the soul will also safely take its path of ascent development and reach the aim. The union with me. However, there are also people who are pushed away from me by error and lies and who cannot so easily attain simple faith in me in Jesus Christ because their previous knowledge obstructs the straight path for them. People who can therefore no longer believe childlike because they have been required to believe in teachings which seem unacceptable to them, which contradict the pure truth and have therefore been instinctively rejected by them. For these the above-mentioned obvious expressions of strength on my part are only a blessing when they simultaneously receive clarification about the pure gospel and about the spiritual knowledge which has been deformed or defaced by people and which was the cause of their complete unbelief. Such truthful clarifications alone can move a willing person into faith even without obvious evidence of my working through spirit-awakened servants, and faith gained in this way is far more valuable and promotes the soul's development exceedingly quickly. Thus I must also come to the aid of those people who only find the path to me through truth. And thus the vineyard work is urgently necessary. To receive the truth from me directly and to spread it. This work also requires a special willingness to serve and a strong faith in me that I myself make myself known through my word. But this faith is not often found amongst people, and anyone who cannot or will not believe it cannot be addressed by me either. For only the will to hear me causes the person to feel addressed by me. But the will is not present because there is no faith that I am speaking. The will could certainly be stimulated by my word. But where faith is lacking, the human being is more inclined to reject than to accept it, and my word will sound without effect to the human being's ears. And faith in my direct address is completely lacking in those who rely solely on the scriptures, who consider my revelations to be concluded with the written proclamations left behind by my disciples. But they can possess an exceedingly strong faith and be exceedingly successful in working for me and my kingdom, because they use the strength of faith to glorify my name. Because they cause me myself to release my strength without limitation through their strong faith and therefore win many people for me and my kingdom. They act in good faith that they are doing the right thing when they reject the teachings of faith or revelations outside of the scriptures which are brought to them. They therefore do not believe because they do not have this gift themselves. But they cannot have it as long as they do not believe that I reveal myself to people again and again through my word. Only faith in this makes it possible for me to speak directly to a person, and only then will my words have an effect on the person's heart so that he will feel who is making himself known to him and can then receive unlimited gifts in accordance with his will. According to his will to utilize the gifts for the salvation of humanity. His working can then be exceedingly beneficial because truth finds entrance wherever good will is present and is accepted for its own sake. And blessed are those who believe my words and have no need of signs. Amen.